B-Pod Studios.
The voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy, takes you to the gridiron and beyond.
Everyone, and welcome to the gridiron and beyond.
Touchdown, Patriots.
Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and the Sports Hub app. The Sports Hub.
Toucher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
I'm about to tweet this out, Fred, in a moment. We do need people to vote in the Brookline 911 Awards. Because tomorrow we will end up awarding the Golden Leaf Blower Award. I think that's what we're going to go with.
Okay.
And the nominees were: there's a stupid kid kicking dirt, the stolen fire hydrant, forgive me, they looked Indian to me, guy calls 911 because the Trader Joe's people made fun of him, the lady guy, there's a rabbit in my driveway and it's freaking me out, he's black, what else do you want to know? I was taking pictures of a landscaper and he was very aggressive to me, my computer is beeping, and the one from today, guy gets stuck in handcuffs and calls 911 2 days in a row. So yes, there are your nominees.
That guy with the handcuffs sounded a little almost, I heard the Pooh Bear reference, but also scares me, man. Like, almost.
Well, it was like, yeah.
It scares me.
It was like, don't throw me in the briar patch. Right. I mean, you know, if you want to have a muscular police officer come over with some cops.
I just thought, how great would it be if they, you know, he said, please, just don't send anyone with, like, you know, like, no, don't send just one police
officer. Running an S&M shop in his basement. He doesn't want his landlord to know.
See, I'm calling from inside of a box.
Right.
Somehow I got locked in here.
Somehow I got
And why is he living in Brookline? That's the other question.
Oh, there's some dark things going on in Brookline.
His landlord is his parents. Somehow I ended up on this wooden wheel, handcuffed to it.
Like in the
movie Private Tutor.
Out of all of the inside info that we have gotten of stuff that's going on there, like some of the calls, we always get people who follow up. Oh, I know this person. Oh, I know the story behind all of this. That's the one out of all of them that I want to know the whole story more than anything. That one and the guy who got stuck in the tree. Because the tree was on the ground level, and he couldn't get down from the tree, even though it was... I mean, that dude... Apparently, they called the cops, and the cops came by and had to take a grown man because a stick had stuck in his belt loop, and his feet were just inches from the ground, and he couldn't get down. Like, that I needed to see, too.
Oh, God.
So if anyone has any info on the handcuff guy, I need to know what was going on there.
Well, Billy Jaffe is here. You know his coverage of the Bruins on Nesson. We'll be joined by Jake DeBrusk while he is here. Billy Jaffe giving up. He's wearing the same sweatshirt as he had on last time.
I did, yeah. I got home late last night. This was still on the... In the bed, the guest bed area, and I just grabbed it and going.
All right. Well, you know, it doesn't paint a good picture.
No.
All right. So what's going on with the Bruins? Why are they so terrible now?
Their starts lame right now. They're just, they've been, I think we discussed it before. They've been playing with fire with regard to late kind of starts to their games and playing from behind, and you can only do it so long. And then the last couple... The one in Ottawa was really emblematic, Freddie, of what's going on. I mean, how do you allow a stretch pass of about 120 feet, 140 feet? I understand stuff happens, but it's Ottawa. Ottawa plays hard. Ottawa's playing with house money this year because they came into the season with, you guys suck. There's nothing to lose here. Go play. That's the best thing for a pro. I mean, you literally have no pressure. No pressure. What's your pressure? None.
It's almost the way that, you know...
It's freeing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's liberating. So they're playing hard, play tough. But are they great? No. But the Bruins and their mindset early on in games, it's concerning. Let's not call it an epidemic just yet. We're talking a little bit of time here in a long season. But if it starts stretching into, you know, another 5, 6, 7, 8 games, okay, you know, come on. This trip could be very... This trip could be about shrinkage in the sense of if the Bruins don't win and Tampa and Florida continue to win, although Florida lost last night, actually, to Tampa. You know, next thing you know, your double-digit lead is down to, let's say, single digits, 7, 8, 9 points. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, okay. Mindset, but I'm hoping that they – I know that they had fun yesterday in practice. I think you guys saw the the tweets
scrum
about
at the
it,
end.
The scrap,
yeah,
scrum
yeah, yeah,
and everything.
Yeah.
And that's good. And that, you know what? Sometimes you need it. You guys have fun at your job, right? Every once in a while, you screw off and you have a good time and it helps reset things. And so let's hope that that has the effect on them too.
Do you believe that this, I mean, was this something that you saw coming? Because they were playing at such a level that I think a lot of people had predicted a slump.
We did. Rich, you know, also the way that they were starting in these other games, playing it, even they were finishing at a high level.
Yeah, yeah.
They weren't starting at a high level.
And that'll catch up, right?
Oh, my God. It is so tiring.
Yeah.
It is such a tiring mindset to have to play from behind. And, you know, you're waiting for that adrenaline rush, you know, the triple shot of espresso to hit you in the middle of the third period with that one goal. Problem is that one goal. And let's also be honest here. Some of the teams that they faced are good, but not the meat of the NHL, mm-hmm. you know, not the prime cut. So now this is a tough week in the set after Ottawa, Tampa. I'm sorry, Washington, Tampa, and Florida. Three good teams in 4 days on the road.
All right, so we know now that the Patriots are dirty cheaters. In your experience around the game of hockey,
yeah.
has there ever been anything nefarious that you've seen, things against the rules that teams would try to push to get a competitive advantage?
There really isn't much, Fred, there. I mean, sometimes practices have been closed, and I can't remember the teams that were involved. They, you know, supposedly a practice was closed, and there was coaches that were, and I don't think it was Bruins coaches. I think it was the other way, that were in the stands. And actually, it wasn't involving the Bruins. Sorry, it was covering the playoffs a few years ago. One team, it was an off day. They thought their practice was closed, and there were coaches that were in the stands. And that's kind of common practice in the NHL. There's nothing like recording going on. Now, I'm wondering if somebody has secretly recorded some power play set. But you get the video in the NHL too, right?
I mean...
Nothing that nefarious. No. I mean, okay. Not on the ice, at least. You know?
So it's very unique to the cheating of the
Patriots. Football
Patriots.
Seems to be the unique sport that encourages that type of behavior.
Like, well, baseball.
Yeah, baseball. Yeah, baseball.
Baseball, yeah, you're right.
We just had that whole
stealing
thing with the Astros.
Signs.
Yeah, and signals.
Hacking into computers to get information.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of that, too. That's right.
I don't know what you could... I mean, unless you got somebody's health report... I mean, trainers keep that regularly, but everybody knows, especially come playoff time, everybody's hurt at mm-hmm. some level.
Yeah.
But in the NHL, morning skates are open to everybody. You know, I mean, they're there.
Okay, this is going to seem completely random, but I'm kind of fascinated by the story because I don't know if there's been an answer for this yet. Coach Dallas gets fired yesterday.
Now we're going, yeah.
Okay.
No word.
And there's no word why. And he's. Weren't they just on a tear? They were just on a tear, weren't they?
Oh, this has nothing to do with on ice.
It has nothing to do with on ice.
No, that I can tell you.
What's going on? Because when something like that happens, when a good coach...
Does it involve Sagan and sex?
No, it does not.
No, it was emphasized that it did not involve any other Stars personnel, both players or any other Stars people.
Okay.
The name of the coach is Jim Montgomery.
He did something obviously bad, right?
Long story short, I'll give you the real quick summary. Sunday, their general manager, Jim Nill, was informed, I think it was via call. It's, you know, I've tried it. Trust me, people that have even more contacts than me have been trying to say, what was it? And nobody has gotten an answer. Sunday morning, the general manager of Dallas was made aware of a situation involving his head coach. That said head coach, on Tuesday morning, after a normal day at work, by all indications on Monday, he had a very, what appeared overtly relaxed day at work. He was talking with the media, sharing stuff, et cetera, et cetera. He gets fired on Tuesday morning. So basically, within 48 hours of their general manager receiving this information about some behavior away from the rink, that the coach has let go of a very... potentially very good team.
Did he lock himself by any chance?
With handcuffs in Brookline. In Brookline.
but in all seriousness, what's the explanation been from the team?
The explanation has been, I don't have the verbiage in front of me, it was unacceptable behavior that puts the team, they felt, into a...
It was some like cookie cutter thing that was... organization doesn't tolerate... this kind of behavior.
Executing internal investigation, blah, blah, blah. Material act of unprofessionalism contrary to the values and standards held by the Dallas Stars organization.
Boy, that organization, all of a sudden is a mess.
Yeah.
Because you had that, and do you remember the beginning of last season when the GM came out and crapped on their two biggest stars?
No, it was their president, Jim Lights.
Oh, it was the president. That's right. It wasn't even the GM. It was the president who came out and crapped on his two biggest stars.
In an interview with The Athletic, that he's sitting there, you know, like a good old boy having a conversation with somebody and dropping F-bombs every other sentence. And he's like, well, I didn't know that was going to be recorded.
Are you kidding me?
He knew it. That's BS. He knew it. The thing about this thing with Jim Montgomery, this is what I've been told. It is all off ice. The players, as of yesterday, did not know. Nobody has been told what it is. The league was made aware of this. Jim Lights, the governor or president that was at the governor's meeting, which was happening for the NHL in California, left early. I believe when he found out either Sunday or Monday morning, he left and came back to Dallas right away to deal with this.
It can't be criminal because someone would have a report by now, don't you think?
Exactly. And I also think my take, look, if it was something that was involving substance, just of this is my take. I don't know that of abuse, meaning some type of drug, alcohol, you would give that person chance for rehab.
Of course.
Right.
And no one would frown upon
that.
The public would be like, okay.
They embrace it almost and say, geez, okay, you're not the first. You're not going to be the last.
Yeah.
So I have my own feeling on this.
Is he known for anything? You don't have to say what it is, but is he known to
have? I don't know.
Okay. I just thought that was the weirdest story. It would be like the equivalent of firing the Shanahan from the 49ers. Yeah. Like a team that's playing really well and just out of nowhere firing a guy like that.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, to me, I don't know if everything's out of nowhere from everything I've been told. But meaning maybe this incident just was out of nowhere.
Well, right? I don't follow the stars enough to really know what this guy's deal is. But I just know that.
The stars at all?
No. I mean, just when the Bruins play them. And I know that
or
several of the players.
Or when their president.
Or in their players. Yeah. So it's funny. The two biggest stories about the star as of late, the stars have been bad ones about management and the coaches.
And in case anybody's wondering, and I'm, you know, the internet, these type of things are immediate. The NHL 2 days ago came out with an abuse, basically a doctrine or a four-step program. Because, a few weeks ago we had the whole issue with the coach in Calgary for previous years of abuse and racism, et cetera. This couldn't have been emphasized anymore, that even though this came out from the NHL, this has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
And
Babcock got fired for verbal abuse. I know they were underperforming.
He did not get fired. No, hold on.
Okay.
Just to be fair, he got terminated for the team's performance.
Okay.
Afterwards, it came out that he had done some what are called curious, questionable, some people called bullying coaching tactics. Mm. He was by no means fired.
What about Crawford with the Blackhawks?
Mark Crawford has been put on administrative leave right now from the Blackhawks because of reports of physical and other type mental abuse of some players. They're doing a thorough investigation. He has not been fired. He's been put on leave right now.
All right. Well, we will be joined by Jake DeBrusque, and we will have Billy Jaffe in studio. All that coming up in just a moment.
Up top, here's Marchand near circle. Leaves Pasternak, shoots Nielsen, the save, rebound. The puck is free. They score. They're pointing to the front of the net as though the puck went in.
Referee said it, and the Bruins are celebrating like it did. Yeah, they finally win this battle. I believe DeBrusque gets it. He's going to pull this puck off the pad, and he's going to put it home.
Jake DeBrusque. I know you're driving your Grand Cherokee.
On the bus.
No, I think he takes when they're in D.C., I think he just takes the Cherokee down there.
They may have lost the other night, but the TNR bump still lives.
Yep. He got a garbage goal.
Yep, it was garbage time goal, but what are you going to do? He's been playing well ever since he's been back on the show.
Yep.
Which I like. By the way, while we're waiting for Jake DeBrusk, at the very beginning of the show, I gave everybody an update on John Wallach.
How is he doing?
He's bad. Good. I spoke with him yesterday, and the gap did come back. No.
During surgery, his teeth separated again.
He is at the point where he's walking fine. I know that when he first had the surgery, the whole equilibrium is off, and he says he's able to do this. Matter of fact, big test this weekend. He is going to get behind the wheel of a car for the first time since the surgery.
Oh, boy.
In which he's apparently going to a school parking lot to start off.
Oh, so, he's doing the driver's ed program again.
Pretty much all over again. And,
good for him.
Driving around the neighborhood, so look out for boxes, mailboxes down all throughout Natick or Framingham, whichever place he lives.
Yeah, just listen for Pitbull, and he got rid of the blue van.
Yeah, the blue van is now gone.
Because he would always drive, we would have a good time, but he would drive me to the golf tournaments in that blue van, and it had like 400,000 miles on it. And he just refused to get rid of the blue van.
But he is at the point now where the biggest test is just getting his energy back. As a matter of fact, he said, like, you know, one day, like, they're making me get up and do things to the point where, you know, he'll fall asleep at 4 o'clock and that's it for the day. Then 5 o'clock and then 6, and he's trying to extend it longer and longer. He did want me to tell everybody that thank you for all the people who've reached out. Everyone, he says he reads every single tweet, email, and all that, so continue to do that.
So he's under the false impression that those robots are real people.
That maybe that's the case. The bots, the John Wallach bots that are out there.
But
anytime you tweet his name, it just sends him a get-well message.
Wouldn't that be funny, though, if he came back and the gap was back in his teeth because he couldn't wear the Invisalign?
Because it has something to do with the surgery?
Yeah, well, like, just he couldn't wear the Invisalign, so his teeth shifted.
Or just the surgery was so, like it shook his head so much that just whoop,
like
popped
his
back
teeth
open.
Got dizzy, and they started separating. But no, the reason I can joke about it is that obviously John Wallach is fine.
He should be back. He's aiming for the beginning of next year, but it's one of those things where he's just playing everything by ear. No pun intended.
Joe Murray here is not a fan of him coming back.
Joe Murray has earned his place as the number one reliable substitute for anyone who's missing on the show.
Well, he's going to be the number two on next Thursday and Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be
breaking
gone.
Breaking news.
You are shifting over.
All right.
And you'll have to deal with Sarge.
That should be fun.
Well, Sarge and I have a great relationship over the holidays. For the 4th of July week is where we got all the calls about. That's when John from Vegas poked his head into the situation.
Oh, that's right. Of course.
Yeah, that was when the whole Sarge sucks thing happened. But he has a protector in Joe Murray. Mm. Joe Murray does not like when people come after Sarge.
Nope,
not at all. Doesn't like that at all.
You're the protector?
I got his back. If we were on the ice together, I'd have his back.
And you're going to have him at such a festive time of year, too.
Please, Andy Wong. Please, Andy Wong.
You might have to work on some new ones, by the way.
Please, Andy Wong, give me more spring rolls and moose shoe pork.
I sang that every time I heard that. The Baby It's Cold Outside one is the one that I sang the most.
How's that go?
Baby It's Cold Outside? Man, I don't know if we even have that anywhere in the archives. I don't know if I'd have to take a look and maybe... Oh, goodness gracious.
Sarge really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Jace, do I just may.
It's really cold outside.
Monday Night Raw
with Dean Ambrose
is on tonight.
Roman Reigns is gonna suplex Bray Wyatt.
I know it's gonna be soon.
Like your dad
will be eating at Kowloon.
Don't go to sleep.
So hey, Andy Wong.
He's cool and will be spared.
Let's have some
Sarkis wings.
Dan just told me.
Go to sleep.
That Javi is thrilled that he's still here.
he gets paid
either way.
That's right. That's a great day at work. It's like showing up at school in the subs, showing you a movie.
That's right.
This is awesome.
Can I try another hockey take at Billy? Because he likes to shut me down.
Make it good there, Joe Murray.
Definitely don't like to shut you down.
Here we go. Ready?
I just want accuracy.
Yeah,
yes,
look, that's the problem. I don't always bring the accuracy to the table.
Pressure's on, Joe Murray. Get us a good one.
Ready?
Don't waste people's time.
Anders Bjork,
yeah.
Right wing, second line.
You started with Anders Bjork. You lost everyone. It's the sound of...
No, Jaffe likes him. Jaffe
likes him. I am not against trying him there.
Okay.
I'm not. That is becoming, again, the position of concern. Position of need for the Bruins, which we knew all along. They'll try him there. Got no issue with that. Sarge, decent Sarge, take. Sarge, way to go.
More Sarge. In part.
I don't know if I would try him there against the Caps.
Sarge. Here's your Sarge salute. I wear my khakis nipple high and have a belt clip for my phone.
We never play that one.
By the way. Nick Jamelli texted me, there's no way Sarge is going to fill in. Yeah, he won't do it.
You don't think so?
He might if Joe's here.
Of course he would. He loves Joe.
What days? Maybe I'll come in.
You want to come in?
What
you
days?
You should.
You need to tell me.
I can tell you. I said, do you want to come in? It's next week, Thursday and Friday, Rich is out. Rich found money in his pocket.
There were the days I hadn't used yet.
Yeah, he had found two extra vacation days.
Hey. I can't, for the life of me, if anybody's good with the iPhone thing, I couldn't ever get, and I had no problem the last 2 years, the Bruins schedule downloaded into my iPhone.
Yeah.
This year, for some reason, there's something blocking it on my phone, so I keep looking do we have a game? Do we not have games? I'll look it up.
Use Cozy, COZI.
For what?
For everything. Because
can you transfer the schedule? Because it used to be, as you said, you would just press a button and it would go right into
literally.
Your...
Literally.
No, you have to manually do it.
I've tried it about 40 times, both, and I got an iPhone. And for some reason this year, it's blocking. It won't download.
Does Victoria ever challenge you that you've told her you had something to do? For instance, you're like, I got to go do this thing, has she ever challenged you and said, wait, you never said anything about that?
She won't never challenge me, but she will say, I didn't know that. I may have told you, and maybe I have.
Okay, so this, the Cozy calendar, you can put sex in there, too.
Really?
Yeah, whenever you want to, if you got a schedule, a sweet, sweet boot knocking, you can do that.
Speaking of.
So, hot, it's Sarge here, staring at you on TV, watching you through the camera, nodding at you creepily. Headline, readers do not stare like me. I might cut off my eyelids to stare at you eternally.
I see you when you're sleeping.
Said he would gladly fill it.
Oh, all right.
I would love that. Hey, apparently he was over the PA for the last couple of home
Patriots games.
Patriots games.
It was actually great.
When are they going to announce who's the Bruins announcer?
Chaffee.
You got any insight on that?
My guess. Oh. The Harlem Globetrotters are here. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I guess it's not going to be on the air.
My guess what they're doing.
Basketball tricks on the radio.
My guess with the in-arena announcement, they're doing the same thing as they did with the anthem singer before they settled more, as Todd is the regular.
They waited for an uproar. Todd had an uproar. People loved that guy when he came out.
Who? How much did they make, the in-stadium announcer?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Because I think Sarge loses money if he takes that gig.
All I know is they've had other people come back, and it seems like they're using a couple of guys more regularly. And, again, my ear might not be trained exactly who it is.
Sure, because no one pays attention.
What's that?
Because no one pays attention.
Interesting. I don't know. I think people do, actually.
John Wallach,
I think they do.
Paid the announcer for the Red Sox to do a thing at his wedding.
Yes,
so maybe there's kind of...
No, I do think that there is. Yeah, there is.
Outlier.
I've been told the Patriots thing could be really big for him because he's part of the crowd.
No, there's money, and I think that there's also there's the ancillary stuff. But I just... Look, I haven't heard anything from the game ops or TD Garden or anything. It seems like they're trying out multiple people. And they'll probably whittle it down and get to a regular, either in the regular season here or the next season. I don't know. Remember with the anthem singer, it became more and more and more regular that Todd was doing it?
Did they not want him at first because he's fat?
I'm so glad that I stayed here. Thank you.
Creeping around the locker room at the wrestling event. Hey, it's the $1 million man. I'm gonna steal his jock.
All right. Billy, I apologize. We're not being rated right now, and I apologize.
I just got a tweet from Sarge. Somebody said, hey, I've got these. Dick Donahue said, thanks, Hutch and Rich. I now have the Sarge Christmas song stuck in my head for the rest of the day. And Sarge tweeted back and said, we really need new ones. And I just tweeted Sarge and said, hey, want to come in Monday after the show?
We could write some.
I've
already wrote a couple.
You have?
Up in the dome. I have.
That's good.
We just need the production, man. We can do it from home and send it to you, too.
You're looking at Richie Rubin right here.
Rich can knock those out.
Rich Jam Records.
I apologize, Billy.
Nothing to apologize to me.
I'd apologize to the audience for.
I'll come up with more takes for next week and see if you can show.
No, it's a good question about Bjork.
Okay.
You like him, though, right?
I do like him.
Yeah.
I do. I like what I've seen for the most part. I'd love him I'd love him to be a top six player. Love that. I think right now he's probably best continue served as a third line. But the reality is the Bruins are missing that one spot in the second line right wing. That's been the same story until they got, you know, Johansson last year. And even there, he kind of shuffled between third and second line.
And that Charlie Coyle deal still looking good?
Oh, my God. Jesus.
We're going to be talking about this for 6 years.
Why wouldn't it be? Tell me why it's not looking good.
I think he's fine. I just don't like the miss. I don't like the deal.
Sarge,
wait, hang on. We're actually talking about something.
It's all good, baby.
We're actually talking about something.
It's Sarge, a real. I think it is. I think it does look very good. And I didn't like his game the other night. You ever have a bad day?
I've had many bad days.
Sarge.
Again, I never played hockey. So
no, it's all.
I never talked to a hockey guy. That's what they do to me. It's like, oh, Joe, you never played hockey.
You never did.
I have never said that. I can't fault you for something you never did.
It feels
so
like...
find something else to fault with me then. I will never throw that up. As Fred said last week, some of the greatest coaches out there never played past high school, whatever sport.
Well, the example I gave is the manager of the Cardinals was manager of the year, and he never played professional baseball. And I don't think he ever played college baseball. So he's just a guy who worked his way up and did it that way.
And having a good eye or a good take doesn't mean that you've had to lace them up before. Now, knowing what it feels like to get, you know, a puck in the eye or, you know what I mean? That's different. That happens, right? You need to be on the edge of that.
Puck that you got in the eye?
It's brutal. It's brutal. Sticks, pucks, everything.
Yeah, it seems.
But my point is, you can still have a good take.
Okay, thank you.
It seems like.
I don't agree with your Coyle one, but it's a good take.
Okay.
Hockey players, it's almost like unfair what happens to you guys as you get older. Like, I know other guys that played hockey, and it's just like all the physical stuff is brutal.
Well, it's the same thing with football.
Yeah, but
football, you see a lot more of the spine stuff, and obviously see the concussion. We didn't even get into that, but you see, I don't know, the body shrinks in different ways. I know it's painful. I wake up every night in pain.
There was a thing in the New York Times about this coach in Ohio, a high school coach whose team's like ridiculous, and they win like every championship, and he doesn't allow contact in practice. He just doesn't have contact in practice.
Well, it's proven that it, you know, we see it in college now, don't we? That they limit the amount of actual time that they can contact.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Bon Jovi gets this morning's Sarge salute.
All right, Billy, I apologize.
About what?
Rich has got a trigger finger.
Oh.
But all right. I have to ask one question.
Oh, boy.
Not to you. Oh. But to Antonio Brown. What did you think of the take that Joe Murray just had? Right, he liked it. Oh, he's iffy. All right, thank you.
This was a glorious day.
We should go on vacation tomorrow.
We already have.
The wheels have come off completely. All right, Billy, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Here are the headlines.
Kutcher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Kutcher and Rich. Jake DeBrusque is joining us. He is on the Boston Bruins. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. DeBrusque.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me on.
Where are you there in Washington?
Yeah, we're in Washington, D.C. right now. Just my bus on the way to go to the rink.
You know, and tell those politicians where they can stick it. You don't have to laugh. I was telling a stupid joke on purpose.
What was the scrum yesterday? I what's the story behind that? Because obviously that little thing you guys did at the end of practice went viral.
Yeah, no, it was just, we're pretty competitive. It was team white against team black, like the jerseys. And, I didn't see Tuca's reaction. I know that Euro doesn't really catch it on the video there, but he was also freaking out a little bit too. So
he smashed his stick and he was throwing the stick around.
He threw the stick.
Yeah, we were playing that 3-on-3 game for about like 10 minutes. So the goalie got a little frustrated there. It wasn't a lot of defense being played, so it was a lot of fun. But then, that video was awesome. I was laughing so hard when I saw that.
Now, what is that? Because you've been losing and everything? They're trying to loosen you guys up?
I don't know. I think it's just boys being boys. I mean, I was a lot. The last three, and everyone wants that to change. So we definitely want to bring energy to practice and every day and try to come in with a good mindset. But I haven't seen that in a while, so it was always good to see.
Yeah, and that's one of those things, too, where, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about how you guys are a very close-knit group. And when you've got a stretch like you've gone through where you've been winless in three games, do you see any cracks in that, or how do you guys handle that as a team? I mean, has there been anybody who has spoken up yet, or have you gotten to that point where it's to that, where someone needs to do that?
I mean, lots of leaders here spoke. Obviously, we want to, we want to win every single game. So, obviously, it's a tough game tonight against Washington. You only focus on your next task, but it's one of those things where we haven't really had to deal with this. Kind of topic this year, I guess. So we're looking at it as one of those things that's an opportunity to kind of get close together, and obviously being on the road, everyone's together all the time. So we want to win. We want to be feeling good. It's just a matter of going out on the ice and executing.
When you were a kid, did you like Ovechkin?
I did. I used to wear the yellow laces like he used to. I think, I don't know if he still does, but yeah.
All right, so is it when you, you grew up watching a guy like that, is it weird playing against him?
Yeah, at first it is. I mean, it's just one of those things that you kind of get used to as you, more games, I guess, and more times against him. I think this is my fourth or fifth time. So, obviously a very good player, one of the best goal scorers of the generation, if not. And he's got an absolute laser beam. So it's always fun to play against him, and especially Washington, too. They always have a strong game against us. It seems like they got a good team.
Has there been a guy that you worshipped before you were in the NHL, and when you finally got to meet him, you're like, man, this guy is a jerk?
No, I actually haven't had that one yet.
Really? But are you taken aback by the beauty that is Alex Ovechkin's face?
I don't know if he's really a jerk or not.
Not a jerk.
You're talking about just his face. It's repulsive.
Yeah, his look is how good looking he is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little intimidating, I guess.
Is it weird when you see him with beautiful women, even though he's so ugly?
I don't know, man. He has no personality, I guess.
I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's fantastic.
All right, so what do you think the issue is? And I mean, because there's been slow starts, and I know that Cassidy's been talking about that a lot lately. What has been the plan? You guys seem to know what the problem is. How do you fix it?
Yeah, a bunch of different things, to be honest with you. I mean, it's obviously you want to do as best you can, especially with the starts. It's one of the things we've been focusing on, like you said. So you try different things, whether it's your routine or different, kind of ways to attack the game, to prepare yourself. That's the biggest thing. If you're prepared for it, then nothing should surprise us. So, obviously tonight we know we're going to need to have a good start, obviously, and then full 60. We say these things pretty much throughout the whole year, but obviously when pucks don't bounce your way, it's talked about a little more.
All right, so you guys had a pretty, I guess it was an awesome moment, and I would think if you're in the locker room, this is something that you guys probably truly thought, appreciated, and respected, and that was when John Moore came back, and it was his very first game back from, 6 months of shoulder rehab, and in his very first game, Pastrnak gets roughed up, and John Moore is the one who answers the bell. Immediately gets hurt and has to leave, and a lot of people thought he might have re-injured his arm. Thank goodness, according to reports, he didn't. What happened in the locker room afterwards with John? You must have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, the boys are fired up. I mean, it was his first game back, like you said, from injury, and you know, he's going right after the guy that passed us. So it's one of those things that just builds camaraderie around the team. That's what we missed about Morsey for sure. I mean, he brings a lot of different elements to our squad, whether it's on or off the ice, and high character. So to see him go to the bat like that, obviously you're a little worried because, like you said, we didn't really know what was going on either. But he's fine. So it's one of those things that he was just trying to send a message that you can't do that to one of our best players.
Did Chara step in and say, "Dude, I got it next time. We need you on this team. We don't want you screwing up your shoulder again."
Well, I mean, that's the risk, right? That's the risk of kind of getting in those battles, but I bet you you'd do it again if you could.
Are people taking liberties now with Pastrnak because he's been so hot?
I'm not sure about that, but I think that they've definitely been playing him hard. I mean, he's one of those, unique players in the league, and I think that any time that you kind of have that stature, you're going to be, not necessarily targeted, but very keyed on, so... he knows that, and he plays a hard game too. He's not afraid to get back in the scrums like that. So, Jesus, and so just one of those things where he tries to keep it tight. But it's a thing where our team as well. We need to be smart with our puck management around him.
When you were right in the middle of your hottest streak last year, you went. I mean, there was a streak where you were obviously playing the best at probably hockey you've played in the NHL. Did you find that you were getting a lot more attention and people were starting to become a lot more aggressive with you during that streak?
Maybe a little bit towards the end of that, to be honest with you, just because I was kind of hot. So it was just one of those things where I did feel it a little bit. But obviously, when you have 25 goals or December, I think it's a little bit different, different level of attention, So I don't know. Teams' game plan and things like that. And you understand who's doing well in the last couple of games, but passes on his whole career, so it's a little bit different story in that category.
Did you say you were on the bus right now?
Yes, I am.
Are you in the John?
What's that mean?
Like the bathroom? Are you in the hopper?
No.
Why is it so? No, it's super quiet.
Is everyone really jealous that you get to be on the radio?
Oh, they've been giving it to me this entire time. It's been actually like hard. No, I got my headphones in.
Okay, who are you sitting next? Is she sitting next to somebody right now?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay.
Not next to anybody. I'm sitting across from Dan Hyland. No, it's just hi.
Yeah. Is everyone like, you got it? Like, how did you get on the show?
Pretty much, yes.
Can you get them to chant our names?
I could try.
Okay, sure. Go for it.
Go, hey, guys.
I don't know if they'll bite, boys.
No, just yell. Just go, hey, everybody, I'm on with Touch Rich.
Say, Touch Red Rich. Touch
no,
Red
you
Rich.
You don't even have to do that. Yes. Just go, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm having fun. Come on now.
I get absolutely abused for that.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for nothing.
Sorry, boys.
Hey, good luck, and, continue, congrats. As I said, the streak continues. The TNR bump. It's still working.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, see you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
There you go.
Puss. I thought we were going to get a...
I have power of radio. That's right. All right, so we will be back in just a moment.
They were laughing at me.
Okay.
And they were laughing about it.
Okay, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh. You know, my mother was a very lady.
I mean, that one every single time makes me laugh.
It's Tarbosh, the Egyptian magician.
I mean, it does sound like a Drinking Boys thing. All real, right?
No, I know they're all real. It just that's what it sounds like.
So right now, the voting is open. Tomorrow, we will officially announce the winner of the Brookline 911 Golden Leaf Blower, the best call of the season, the most Brookline call of the entire season. And I mean, really, right now, Fred, the voting, I put it on Instagram, I put it on Twitter, and I also put it on our Facebook page. And there is nowhere near any kind of clear winner. They are all over the place. Like, ones I didn't expect to be front runners, they're up there in the top. The nominees, there's a stupid kid kicking dirt, the stolen fire hydrant, forgive me. The guy looked Indian, or they looked Indian to me. The guy who calls 911 because Trader Joe's people made fun of him, that guy right there, lady. There's a rabbit in my driveway and it's freaking me out. He's black. What else do you want to know? I was taking pictures of a landscaper, and he was very aggressive to me. My computer is beeping. And finally, the guy who got stuck in handcuffs and called 911 2 days in a row.
All right. So, well, I mean, they're all up there.
It's an embarrassment of riches, Fred. And I have no idea who the winner is going to be, but this is going to go strictly on your vote. Fred and I will have nothing to do with it. I will tabulate all of them, and we'll find out the winner.
Indeed. We will know that, and maybe the person will be very proud of themselves for being the most incompetent person in the world.
That could be the case.
They could be very proud of themselves. That's right, Scott Zolak. We have the door open to the studio, and Bertrand was nice enough to bring a fan. So we are enjoying that. It was probably about 80 degrees in here.
Got very warm.
But I'm being told that they're coming to fix it today. Is what I'm being told. So.
Feeling good about that?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
That was a fun drive.
Yeah, I was late.
2 hours. We had a utility pole down in Wrentham, right in the middle of town center. How fast do you have to be going in a pickup truck to take out one of those big wood utility poles?
That's insane.
Speed. It sounds like it's something that would put you through the windshield.
Right. It's something that, it's hot in here.
Why is it so hot in here?
I don't know. They're going to fix it today.
Oh, yeah. It is very hot. It's uncomfortably bad.
No, it's humid. This feels like, you know what I'm going to do? Feels like temperature, Hardy. You know when you step off the plane down in Miami, and I've told you this one before, and you're like, you get from the air-conditioned plane,
yeah,
and you get through that, what do you call that thing? That extender?
Jetway.
Jetway. And you step off the plane, and you go, oh, it's thick in here.
Yeah.
It's thick.
All right, what do you guys got going?
Shaughnessy's
today?
In, 11-1.
Does he know all about the dirty, cheating Patriots?
Shut up, Fred.
The dirty, cheating, scoundrel Patriots? Yeah. I hope he doesn't turn a blind eye to their cheating. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Well, I don't know. My kids asked about it yesterday. I didn't know how to explain to them that.
Be a real father and tell them what happened. Like,
what, they're dirty cheaters? That these guys that you look up to are dirty cheaters? I never see the Jets cheat. And they've been successful for my entire life.
You're running back went bowling when he was supposed to be home for the flu. Oh. But he rolled his highest game
and
ever.
And bragged about the score.
Yeah.
They bragged about the score. Which
there's your $12 or $14 million a year running back.
They didn't want him. Gase is brilliant. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah, he looks good.
Look at Tannehill after he got away from him. He fell apart.
Yeah.
All right. I'm feeling really, really good
really
about
good
the
about
team.
Adam Gase.
Tannehill's going to get a big contract.
Yep. Yeah. Feeling really good about the situation going on in New York. All right, but at least they're not dirty cheaters. All right, you guys enjoy yourselves. Everyone enjoy the unexpected snow and frolic like you're too. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.